God bless. God bless. Amen. We are excited to be live here on Facebook Live. Amen. And our first episode out of the box. Amen. With Pastor Israel and our amazing guests. This is a podcast kind of style, you know, interview, friendly conversation with our friends. Amen. Amen. So we're excited for what God is about to do here today. Amen. I got my awesome friend and man of God in our ministry, amen, Justin Hart, who God has done a mighty work in his life. And this is why we have him as our first guest, because we want the world and the people to know that there is a way in Christ Jesus. There's a lot of things happening in this world that promotes darkness and feels like people feel like there's no hope. And there is hope. There is a way to turn your life around. And that is through Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Justin, introduce yourself. Amen. Awesome.
Hey, guys. Episode one. You know, thanks for tuning in. You know, I hope today, you know, in some way, somehow, God can speak to you through this message, through this testimony of what he's done. And man, you know, like Pastor said, there is so much darkness in the world. People really need to understand that there is hope. There is a different way. There is a better life. There is a better portion that you can turn to. And if you do, man, it ends up better than you could ever possibly imagine.
It's life changing.
It's life changing.
Amen.
It's life changing.
Amen. And I can't wait to share, to have Justin share what God has done in his life. You know, when I see Justin, you know, is a living testimony, and it actually gives me hope that there is a God that listens and watch and cares and loves his people and love us all, that he can take someone from a messy place and turn their life around like instantly. The power of God is active. Amen. And this is why we title this episode Awaken, because only God can awaken somebody from a dead place, amen, of loneliness, of no hope, amen. So let's get into this really quick, because we really want to give Justin time to share from his heart what the Lord has done, amen. And I have a couple of questions, and we want to make sure that while we are discussing and he's sharing his testimony, that you also, amen, that you also allow God to minister to your life, and that you can also share on this live, you know, your comments, what you're receiving. And if you have prayer petition as we are ministering to you or sharing what the Lord has done, you have any questions, write it down. Justin and I will go through the comments and reply back, and hopefully we can continue to minister to your life. So the first question that I have for Justin is, what was your life before Jesus Christ? What was your life then?
Oh, man. So, you know, growing up, man, life was pretty chaotic. A lot of violence in the home. You know, I watched my father get shot. I've seen him try to commit suicide several times. And growing up as a kid, when you're growing up in that atmosphere, you don't know how to deal with it, you know? So even though you don't want to become like that, you know, you see how destructive it is, you know, no other life.
Wow.
So as a result, I became really, really violent, and I became, you know, an alcoholic, and I was addicted to drugs.
Wow.
Pretty, you know, mostly cocaine, but pretty much any drug I could get my hands on. I tried to fill that hole in myself with what I thought was going to help. Wow. And it just took me deeper and deeper and deeper. But the more violent I came as a result of that, landed me in prison.
Wow.
You know, before coming to Christ, I actually spent a third of my life.
A third?
A third of my life.
Incarcerated. In prison.
Yep.
Wow. How did it feel in there? Like, I'm sure that you lost hope while you were in there.
Yeah, because, you know, my best effort led me down the same roads. It led me to the same dead ends. My best effort, the best I could do, literally had me in the exact same spot. you know.
Wow.
And it just, that was what it was. And when you're in those places, you're behind fences and you're in this dark space with all this craziness, you know, all this violence, all this degradation, and you're looking out of this razor wire and watching the whole world go by without you.
Wow.
And that loneliness, you know, I did years in solitary confinement.
Wow.
So like you can look and it's just like, man, the loneliness, the despair in that place, you know? And then once you get out, you know, no other way. You had to live like an animal to just to survive. So when you get out, you're, you know, you're 10 times worse.
Wow.
You know? And, you know, that's what I did. I got out and I remember first Valentine's with Sandra.
Wow.
I don't know if I had told you.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to go to. I wanted to ask you also, like, what was the condition of your house, of your marriage, of your family when you got out? This transition, you know, not having Christ in your life, and I mean, what was it like?
There again, you know, it's I tried my best. I tried my best with the distorted way of thinking that I had. And it really, I just made a lot of things worse.
Wow.
You know, I did. You can't have a distorted mindset and try to be a good parent. You can't have a distorted understanding and try to be a good husband. You can't love completely like that until you're made complete in love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So because I didn't have that and I had no hope and I had no joy and it was just, you know, drink my problems away and,
wow,
and react to things. My family, really, really paid the price for that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many times where I would fight, you know, against my kids and, just really show out. Like in a very bad way, and it hurt him. I remember Giselle crying at my kitchen table, begging me to stop drinking.
Wow.
And with that same distorted mindset, I looked her dead in the eye and said, okay, well, I'll just have a few, sweetie. You know, I tried to bargain with my daughter.
Wow.
You know, how, you know, and I try not to remember those things in mm-hmm. that light, but mm-hmm. that's part of the story.
Yeah. It's part of the testimony.
She was there, and here I am as an adult bargaining to continue in my dysfunction with my daughter.
Wow. 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 That is unbelievable to go through such a situation like that and just everything getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So the next question I have for Brother Justin is, how did Jesus reach you in this epic mess that you were in?
Well, I had made the decision to, you know, I remember telling Sandra, I couldn't believe in a God who allowed me to live a life like I was living.
Wow.
Because I thought he put me in that situation, not my own decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't look at it like that. But I couldn't understand why God would have made me to live that life. And I decided to kill myself. I decided to end it, you know. I was in a really dark place for a long time.
Wow.
And before, you know, me and you, we've always known that I didn't like pastors and I didn't like church and I didn't like church people.
Amen. I had front row seats.
You had front row seats.
With God's intervention in your life. Amen. So that's why we're actually here right now, because I was impacted and I'm still impacted by the power of God and the encounter you have with the Lord. So share a little bit about that.
Well, it was, you know, as I had made that decision, for some reason, known only to God, I ended up at church. I ended up at the last place I thought I would ever end up in that type of situation. And I remember you were preaching One More Night with the Frogs. And man, I would love to hear that sermon again sometimes. If you want to do that, it's a request.
Yes, let's go.
But you know, you were preaching One More Night with the Frogs. And I can remember as you're going and you're telling the tale of Moses and Pharaoh and how Pharaoh was holding Israel captive. And Moses, you know, Moses, God had struck Pharaoh with the plagues.
Yes.
And the last plague was the plague of frogs. And Moses said, you know, let Israel go and God will remove the plagues. And so Pharaoh said, okay, well, I've decided to let Israel go. I've decided to let the people go. And Moses said, okay, well, when do you want the frogs gone? And the wild thing is, when you look at the Bible, instead of saying now, Pharaoh said tomorrow.
That's right.
And I remember this, and it's so wild because there's so many times where people will say they saw God in this way or this way. I saw God in a sense.
Wow.
And it was when you said you couldn't understand why he would want to spend one more night with what he knew was killing
him. Unbelievable.
And in my heart of hearts, I knew what was killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what was killing me. I just couldn't face it until God brought it to the forefront. And they did it in that sentence.
Wow. What a testimony, how God was able to reach you. And then the other question I had, was Jesus able to remove every addiction and restore you?
So
restore your life and forgive you.
Oh, he paid the ultimate price for forgiveness. What can you share with
that? What can you share with everybody about that? Because so, that's you know, people go into AA programs and addiction programs, and they go into so many different interventions to try to even just one addiction, and it's most of the time impossible to be free from it. And here I have a man that is saying, for those who are watching right now, that is saying God was able to do it, and you said it from your mouth with one sentence.
With one sentence.
His power was able to reach you, and not only save you and reach you, but able to transform you right there on the spot. You know, I'm still like blown away with this because what?
I was just showing the video from that night, you know, to Brother Willie L. And I said, man, you know, look at the power of God when he can just speak a word and completely transform everything, dude. It's amazing, man. And the crazy thing is that after that sentence, after that one sentence, you know, I was stuck. I literally could not talk.
Wow.
I went home and I was just so confronted with the fact that all along, when I thought I had everything so right, I had this all together. Even though it was falling all apart and you could see it all around me, I had everything in order. And then to be confronted with the fact that, man, I had it all wrong.
Wow.
All along.
Amen.
And then I went home. And when I looked at the alcohol up in the cabinet, I was like, man, that looks like death.
Wow.
I mean, it's what it looked like. Literally looked like death at that moment. I was like, no. Like, no, man. Poured it down the drain. And these were liquors that I could only get from my hometown in Tennessee. Like, I went to Tennessee to get these. These were special to me.
Yeah.
And which is kind of crazy, but
they got breaking the chains.
That's it, man.
The yolks.
Man. I took the dope, flushed it down. It's so vivid in my mind right now talking about it, how I was just, and there was nothing anymore. Something that I held so close and I would do anything for. Mm-hmm. In that moment, I looked at it and it didn't mean anything in light of what had just happened.
This is for somebody that's listening right now. What you're going through, God can deliver you from it. That oppression, that yoke, God can turn it around and deliver you, like cancel that, like remove it from you. That's the power of God. I remember, I will never forget when you actually sent me images of why you were, you know, the trash can full of all the bottles. And, you know, I'm like, man, dude, this was yesterday that God just spoke to this man. I was blown away because how is that even possible that the next day he's walking in the path that the Lord has straightened for him and created for him? You know, instantly, an instant conversion to Christ Jesus without any type of doubt. Like, this is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you embraced that and ran with it. Now, my next question to you, because this is getting deeper and this is getting like kind of like prophetic in the sense of like sometimes some people might even say, nah, that could not happen. Unbelievable. Or they might be asking, Justin, what happened next? Like, you know, how did you handle the change? Because, you know, you have all these friends, you have all these connections and these temptations, and you have people that are like in your inner circle, close people that will always present to you your always, the past, and want you to be addicted again or just be there with them in their disorderly lifestyle, whatever may be the case. How did you handle that? Because I know that there is an enemy there that doesn't want you to be free. And especially you know, in that moment that you were set free, I'm sure you were bombarded with all these things. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, I knew right then at that moment, I was like, man, this is more powerful than anything I've ever felt. You know, it was just, and it was like I was seen in a way I'd never been seen before. Mm-hmm. Transparent, but not condemning. Mm-hmm. Like that loving, like, hey, I want to help you, you know, type of scene. And so I went home and like, you know, after I got rid of the dope, like the next day I was still just stuck. And to be honest, I knew that to have any type of hope in continuing what this new life I just found, I had to cut ties. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I didn't love them, man. My buddy Trevor, man, I used to share everything with him. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys are guys we used to fight each other, you know, in martial arts, and you build a bond when you're punching each other mm-hmm. in the face. It's kind of funny, but it's true, you know, and I really, really loved him. And, but I knew, I was like, man, this is what I was called to do. This is what I should have been doing the whole time. So
you had to separate. You had to cut some ties.
And I just let them know. I was like, hey, man, you know, I love you guys. I was like, you know, I know that this is the life we had lived before. I was like, but man, I found something new, and I know I've got to live this out. I got to go this way. Mm-hmm. And that may mean we don't hang out anymore. But, you know, and I think they were kind of freaked out. I think they thought maybe the dope finally got to my brain or something, you know, because it was just overnight.
Oh, they probably thought it was temporary, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just a phase.
Well, there were a lot of people that were like, well, we've been waiting.
Wow.
You know, we've been waiting. And
for you to fall off the wagon.
Yeah, for it to be a temporary thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because especially me, you know, I'd go into fads. Everybody has fads. Mm-hmm. But that's what I tried to get through to people. I was like, it's not a fad. Mm-hmm. It's something you can't put into words.
Wow.
It's man, something.
It lives in you now. It lives in you. Let me tell you this, that it just came to my spirit right now. How did the room change when you went in your home with Sandra, your wife? Because I know she was praying for you, man. Because she was praying for you, you know. And how did, you know, because that must have been so powerful to see prayers answered. So I'm saying this because there are wives out there that are praying, you know, they're praying for their loved ones, and they seem to be like, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Is God able to reach them? Look, they're going deeper into a dark place. They're going to be unreachable, but God did it.
God did it.
I don't think you could have gotten all the way to suicide.
Yeah.
For God to just like in a minute, in a second, turn it around. And then that light must have hit your home too with your children, right?
Oh, man. It was so weird. I think I had told you before, like I felt so weird going from being such a violent dude to being like feeling weird in this new skin, because like the old me would have beat me up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was this like goofy, like guy who cries all the time now, you know? And, but man, you know, it was something that really impacted me was my wife. She had been praying that not only would I find God, but she had always wanted to tithe, you know, the way we're supposed to tithe. And something simple, something very simple, but it really, God was really tugging on her heart with that. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, I just came, I was like, babe, I was like, we got to start tithing like we're supposed to. Like, it was just, it came out, you know. Wow. It's like when God wants to set things in order, he sets everything in order.
Wow. Say that again in your home.
Yeah. What? It's, man, and like where as before, it was like chaos. It was war. I couldn't, dude, me and Sandra used to, you know, Pastora calls her the Viana, you know. But she, you know, we would have these, you know, crazy arguments, you know, and then it just stopped.
Wow.
You know, and that's not to say we don't get on each other's nerves anymore, but man, the way we used to interact with each other, the way we used to be, is a distant memory, man.
Wow.
And it's just like a peace.
I think I said wow like about a million times. Still like, it's just wow. What it's wild, a man. Testimony of the power of God. Now, what would you say, Justin? What would you say to someone that is out there looking for a way out? Like looking for, you know, what should they do? You know, like to at least, you know, find some of the light, you know, because this is for some it's instantly, mm-hmm. for others it's gradually, you know, it's not overnight, mm-hmm. but God begins to work in our life. But if we do not open that door, we don't chase after him, at least give him an opportunity, then, you know, come on, you know, there is a testimony here, someone sharing to you that God in his lowest moment was able to reach him, transform him, save him. Not only that, restore his relationship with his wife, with his children. Not only that, it goes on. God begins to favor him with a business. Come on. From, you know, like from rags to riches kind of thing.
Literally.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, you know, able to sustain his home, and God begins to favor you in such a way that, like, people don't even care about your past, your records, anything, because it's like it's overshadowed by the glory of God over your life and the favor of God that I know that Justin could even tell people, you know, oh, you don't know my past, you don't know what I've been through, you don't know what, you know, oh, wait till you do you know, like the check, you know, a background check, you're gonna be like canceling this application or whatever. But no, in his case, it's like God makes him the head and not the tail. This is what the Lord is offering you to you tonight. So what can you tell somebody that is in that place of decision, the valley of decision? Let's put it that way.
I'd say you have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to be done. You know, if you, you know, and I think that's why for some it's gradual. Because they're willing to give God small parts of themselves. When I had that encounter, I was completely done. Wow. I had gone down that my whole life was lived in that place. My whole life, from the age of being a child till I was an adult, it was lived in this dark pit. And I couldn't understand why. I couldn't understand why life was like that. And if you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're not ready to lay it down and allow the understanding that, man, maybe God is real. Maybe, you know, he can speak to me. You're going to miss it. You know, and I see that with so many people. They're still just got a death grip on everything that's killing them, on the frogs, you know, that they're not willing to let go and just allow God to fill that space that they try to fill with everything else.
That is powerful. That is beautiful. Well said. Amen. So this is an opportunity that God's giving you if you have a petition, if you're struggling in an area and you want to be mentored or counseled or need an encouraging word. if you were in a state, in a place of maybe feeling suicidal, or you have a dark past and all kinds of records, you know, let me tell you, there's so many testimony that we've seen, vivid testimony that we have heard and seen with our own eyes, how God could just wipe out records and heal the sick. We're talking about a living God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the God we're talking about that can do this right here to someone, amen, that felt they had no hope, but there is hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm excited. Talk to me.
If you look in the Bible, mm-hmm. look at, I mean, straight from Genesis to Revelation, you look at the heart of God. The heart of God is in making a way through impossible situations. You look at him parting the seas, striking Pharaoh with plagues, from the Garden of Eden, taking and molding people to understand their
healing,
nature,
healing
their
the blind.
Sin. Yeah, healing the blind. Making a way through our own inability to come to God through the impossible means of having his son, God himself, come down, be a person, live just like we live,
come on,
die
preach.
For our sins and be raised up again. The impossible is possible with God because he created it all.
Amen. Know,
from one sentence. And that's what's so powerful about God. He doesn't have to do crazy things. He doesn't have to do everything. Every word he speaks is a miracle over your life.
Beautiful.
If you're willing to receive it.
There you have it. Justin Hart and his powerful transformation, awakened by the Holy Spirit, awakened by God himself. Amen. And he can do it for you. Amen. I want Justin right now, as we close this first episode, I hope it's a blessing. It has been a blessing in your life. But I would love for Justin to usher someone in that would like to give their life to Jesus and do a prayer of salvation. And if you want, that you are listening right now, you want to give your life to Jesus and want to try him like Justin did, right there where you are, man, just write it on the comments, man. I want Jesus, man. Just say, I want Jesus. I need Jesus. Amen. And we will, and say this prayer with us. Amen. As we pray for transformation in your life, for a renewal in your life, and for God to do something great, and for him to do it right now in your favor. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Justin.
You know, God is a gentleman. In his word, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's not going to kick it in for you. It's a decision you have to make. Yeah, man, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you got to let your heart be willing to take on something that you never thought you would before. So if you're in that situation, if like I was, man, I just invite you right now. If the Holy Spirit's talking to you, if the Holy Spirit's doing a work in your heart, and only you and God know this, right where you are, God can touch you. He can transform your life with one sentence. And if you want to accept Christ today, if you want to be transformed, if you want a chance at a life you never thought possible, then I just invite you right now just to pray with me and Pastor. And
amen.
Give your life to the Lord. Give your heart to the Lord. And allow him to begin to do new work. So, gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord God Almighty, we just ask you, Lord, to renew us, Lord. Set us free from our sins. Do our transformational work in our not only our hearts, but our minds, Lord God Almighty. Help us to think like you, to walk like you, to speak like you, to live like you. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just open our hearts to you. We give you the chance, Lord, to do what only you can do. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to save our souls. Save us from the pit that our decisions have put us into. And help us to walk like only you walk. Lord God Almighty, we just thank you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, believing fully that your son Jesus died on that cross to save us from our sins. And then he rose on the third day, Lord, taking captivity captive, taking the keys to hell and the grave with him, Lord, having the victory on that cross. Lord, fully believing in this, Lord, we make our confession. And we thank you, Lord, for that salvation.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the transformational work you are doing in this moment. Lord God Almighty, save us. Restore us. Transform us by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There you have it. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Today, for our first episode, Out of the Box. Amen. Every Monday nights at 9 p.m. I hope this first episode was a blessing or has been a blessing for your life. Share it. Please share it. Amen. Go ahead and do an evangelism work by sharing the gospel with other people. Amen. Hopefully, you know, they can also receive something from the Lord. Thank you, Justin. Amen. For being part of this. Amen. First adventure that we just launched
first
for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're not professionals, but we try to do everything the best we can for the glory of God. And we pray, amen, that this really was worth it, that you spent time with us, amen, these 30 minutes, and it was a blessing in your life. So God bless you, amen. Don't forget to tune in next Monday. Come on, Justin, say bye to the crowd. Amen.
God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in, Lord. You guys, and if, you know, if anyone has been impacted by this message tonight, amen, just let God in, man. Be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And just give God a chance, man. And just watch how he shows up.
Amen. So God bless you. We're going to try to put this on a podcast as well, or YouTube. So tune in for that as well. God bless you. And may the Lord keep you safe and bless every day of your life. Peace out.
Peace out.
Amen.